Cambridge Today received the following letter to the editor from reader Sylvia Bowman in response to the article Lake Road doesn't qualify for enhanced traffic enforcement. When I put a petition out years ago in response to the speeding and transports on Lake Road, I never thought it would come to years of battling Wellington County. Since then, we have formed a roads committee to fight these battles together, headed by our very talented representative Daniela. All very educated and researched studies have been presented. However, all this has been met by posturing and pushback, followed by these ridiculous responses from Don Kudo. Gaslighting and diversions are the norm with this county. A good example of this is this recent article. The Black Cat radar he speaks of was put on the newly increased speed section on the west side of our road. The speeding issue is the 50 km/h zone on the east end. We protested this increase in speed on the west end as we were already having problems with speeders and knew it would just make matters worse on our end. Included in this project are a turtle fence, crosswalk, solar speed signs, three-way stop. Changed from a yield sign. A walking biking path. Now you would think that sounds amazing, but let us tell you what else they did. Took out the raised island between the new stop signs. Made it wider and easier for transports to turn and ignore stop signs. Along with many other vehicles. This is a weight-restricted road ignored by many dump trucks who are working on 401 construction or transport and dump trucks looking to avoid weigh scales, as well as those traveling to the many transport companies off of Pinebush Road. Have names of those companies and pictures for those who are interested in the drivers who are ignoring weight restrictions and are concerned about your CVOR, commercial vehicle operator's registration. They increased the strength of cement poured on the bridge to accommodate heavy trucks, another indication of their plan to turn this into a trucking zone. As a matter of fact, Don Kudo said to me himself at the last information meeting that the plan by his boss and his hope is to eventually remove the sign for weight restrictions. Increased speed in response to a road study done to combat speeding. Yes, you heard that right. No parking on either side of road. So if we have company, they have to park on our lawn. Traffic so bad that now we are stuck trying to get in and out of the driveway. The blind corner makes it dangerous. Speeders going through the stop arm and flashing lights of school buses because they can't stop when they come around the corner, not realizing there is a bus there. If they were going the speed limit, they would be able to stop. We were concerned about the increase in speed from 50 to 70 would impact the east end of Lake Road. An already troublesome spot on our road. In spite of speed solar signs and a crosswalk, we have continued to be plagued by this issue as we warned them we would. Many people are speeding through the crosswalk. Add a heavy transport truck to the equation, there is no way they can stop. I fear for the children who have too much faith in that crosswalk. It adds a false sense of security. I have had many people speed through this after passing by the solar speed sign. I, myself, have almost been hit with all the flashing lights and plenty of time to cross. I have been given the finger and honked at by a trucker who had to stop there for the crosswalk. The Black Cat radar should have been put on the 50 km/h east side of Lake Road to determine whether the speed increase is impacting the 50 km/h zone. This is a pretty logical request. Seems like a calculated decision to put on 70 km/h zone instead of the area complained about. Not that I'm surprised, since the last study was done in the middle of the COVID shutdown. So, yes, we defiantly still need to address enhanced speeding enforcement. While you're at it, stop making financing these projects more important than human life. We have already been warned our taxes will be increasing due to these road improvements. Not to mention the councillor who off the cuff mentioned how they hadn't done nearly as much for other roads as they had for Lake Road. I would like to remind you, we never asked for all this. We asked for speed control. And litter signs. Also ignored. Litter is now gathering along the new turtle fence and is disgusting, which, by the way, is a joke, and not going to keep any turtles from crossing. There are now large gaping holes all along both sides of the fence for the turtles to go under. It had started the week after it was fully installed. Not sure why they thought that wouldn't be a problem considering the gravel they poured goes downhill into the swamp. The majority of the turtles crossed down by the lake anyway. Still scratching our heads over that one. It should help a bit for those vehicles who always end up in the swamp in the winter though. So maybe some use to it. The implications of the pollution from the trucks, road salt, and litter is having on Little Lake is already showing decline and is so sad. Those anglers looking for a quick cast can count on catching garbage, wormy fish or weeds. In conclusion, it is my hope that they will reconsider the 70 km per hour. How about telling us the data you collected in 50 km per hour zone? At the very least, recheck the speed in the 50 km per hour area on the east side. However, I won't be holding my breath. Definitely like to thank MTO coming out to do their regular checks as well as the OPP. We feel heard by you and thank you. Sylvia Bowman.